You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. It is quite humbling to see that our Savior, our Master Jesus Christ, expressed troubled soul. He said, my soul is troubled. Can you imagine? Jesus said, my soul is troubled. You will think that the soul of Jesus will always be buoyant, be full of joy, be great, be wonderful all the time. But Jesus, at a point in his own life, he was troubled in his soul. Brethren, it is okay for you to be troubled in your soul. Our Master was troubled, and he didn't hide it. You know, sometimes ministers want to portray themselves as a people that are very strong and always strong. But you know, you are doing more damage to the people of God. That is not proper. Share with God's people your weakness. Let them know when you are sick. Let them know some challenges you had. Let them know some stupid, foolish mistake you made. Let them know some evil thought you had at certain point. Don't portray yourself as if you just dropped down from heaven. You are not encouraging their faith. You see, my faith is strengthened when I saw that my Master, his soul was troubled. Because I have had moments of troubled soul. And I know that it is okay for my soul to be troubled. It is okay to face a challenge and your soul will be troubled. Jesus did not hide those moments from us. You know, he took his disciple and went to the mountain, and they saw Jesus crying while he was praying. Or rather, his sweat becoming like blood. They saw his weakness. They saw Jesus saying, oh, I wish this cup can pass over me. I thought Jesus would be so great that he will never say that he wishes this cup to pass over him. I thought he would just say, Father, thank you. Yes, let your will be done. Let your will be done. You see, it encouraged them that we can go through tough time, but in the end, the Lord will see us through. So it is okay to express your weakness. Moreover, the weakness is there. So express it to the Lord. Let the Lord know that your soul is troubled. Brethren, then look at Jesus. He didn't say, Lord, take me out of this problem. Take me out of this situation. You know what he said? He said, Father, glorify your name. Whatever you are going through, dear brethren, let the name of the Lord being glorified be the priority. You see, sometimes we make our comfort priority. We want to be comfortable. I also want to be comfortable. But Jesus prioritized the glory of the Father. He said, what I'm going through is tough. I can pray for the Father to save me from this hour. But what I'm actually interested in is, God, glorify your name. I may not understand. I may not like the pain, the difficulty, the challenge. But God, glorify your name in this situation. You know one interesting thing about God? There is no situation that God cannot take glory from. There is no challenge in the life of his children that cannot bring glory to the name of the Lord. Do we love God that much that we care about his glory? Or what you care about is just your comfort? It's just you having things your own way. That is some people's philosophy of Christianity. They want to have comfort. They want to have joy. They want to have peace. They don't want anything to trouble them. So they want to use God to achieve all of that. But the way to live is to prioritize the glory of God, is to make the glory of God the purpose of our living. In every situation, in everything you are going through, be asking God, Lord, say, Lord, glorify yourself in this situation. I may not know what is happening, Father, but please glorify your name. And may God's name be glorified on account of your life, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.